Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Believeth all things. This kind of love. Knowing it bears, it believes all things. Now, this doesn't mean to be gullible and believe everything you hear. When it says believe with all things, it doesn't mean, well, he said it, so it must be so. That's where gossip comes in. No, it don't mean just believe everything you hear. What it's talking about here, it means to believe all the things that God has said in his word, all of his promises, all of his truths. Everything that he says, you can believe. Believe all things. We used to say this, or it used to be on bumper stickers, and we used to say it years ago. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, the truth of the matter is, God said it, and that settles it. Whether I believe it or not, if God said it, that settles it. This kind of love believes all the truth. Have a note here also. Somebody mentioned a commentator. You know what? How I define commentators? They're just commentators. They're just regular folk. And one fellow wrote this about believeth all things. Also, you need to choose to believe in the best of others until they prove otherwise. Let that sink in. Always think of the best of someone when you meet them or you hear about them. Always think the best of them until it's proven otherwise or whatever. That's a whole other story. But again, that's what, believe all things. Hopeth all things. Love hopeth all things. Hope is defined as expecting with desire, that great anticipation. You know it's going to happen. It's not one of those, boy, I sure hope this takes place. This kind of hope, you not only desire it, you expect it with great anticipation. You know it's going to happen. Waiting for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This kind of hope. Love has confidence in the future, not pessimism. Let me repeat that. This kind of hope has optimism in the future, not pessimism. I was talking to Danny Jones, and is he going to be here today? He may be preaching somewhere. We've got a lot of our preachers preaching out today. JL is in Christmas, Florida today. Paul is at the bridge today. A lot of our guys are out preaching today. I don't know where Danny. Anyway, I was talking to him today about some things, and a preacher who I won't mention any names, but anyway, they're going to be at the state meeting, and he is hungry for fellowship among preachers. We are blessed here. We're inundated with preachers here, and I have good connections with a lot of preachers in the area. So anyway, this preacher, he's just kind of on an island by himself, and Danny was talking with him. He couldn't wait to be at state meeting so he could reunite. Just that time, you preachers know what I'm talking about. You mentioned it. Okay. But he's had a real problem. The preachers that he's been hanging around with, two or three of them, they do nothing but complain all the time. And it's affected him, because when you're around people like that who are pessimistic and they complain about their church, they complain about this, they complain about that, they complain about anything and everything, it rubs off on you. So it's kind of affected this preacher. And Danny's trying to encourage him, you know, yada, yada, yada. Okay. I told Danny, I hate, that's a strong word, but I just don't like being around people who are negative all the time. It could be sun shining and beautiful skies and they're complaining, well, it's so hot. Something, they're gonna find something, you know, something. And they're pessimistic. That's not what this hope is. Even in the darkest of the days, even when things get, you can't see the end to the situation. Jim and Carmenza, we had special prayer for them Sunday night. A special night, special night, special night. Even in the darkest of the days, you can still, there's hope. That's what this is, that this kind of love, it brings hope. expecting that better thing. David, wake up. All this in heaven too. All this that we have on the, in heaven too. Well, the Madden Leagues, we saw them a couple weeks ago. They have a song, so it's about, it's good, but it's going to get better. They have a song that's about, it's going to get better. That's that kind of hope. Matter of fact, we love you, Ruby. She's watching at her home in Maryland, Missouri. They sing that song. I think, is that it? It's going to get better? It is, ain't it? I think that's a song. Forgive me, Ruby. Text me if that ain't it, you know. But anyway, song like that. It's going to get better. No, and I know it. It's going to get better. And I know it. That's that hope. Hope. All things. Jesus believed that no man is helpless. Listen to this story. Adam Clark was one of the greatest theologians in the 1800s, Adam Clark. As a boy, though, he was very slow to learn in school as a kid. He was what we call a slow learner. He would be probably the one the teacher would put in the back of the corner with a dunce cap on, you know, and face him. That was Adam Clark. One day, a distinguished visitor paid a visit to the school, and the teacher had singled out Adam Clark that day and told the visitor, "That is the stupidest boy in school." But before he left the school, the visitor came to Adam Clark, and he kindly said, "Never mind, my boy. You may be a great scholar one day. Don't be discouraged, but try hard, and you keep on trying." That's that hope. You don't give up. Love sees the best in people and gives them the hope to endure. Well, quickly, I got to finish this. Now you see why I could only get through two verses. Verse number 8. Charity never faileth. That word faileth is that Greek word. I'm glad we have no Greek scholars in here. Ekpipto. I put it to pronounce and I still can't pronounce. The word faileth means to fall out of or to fall from a position. The illustration as back in the days when the Bible was written, it illustrates a soldier who deserts his place of responsibility. He deserts. He fell out of place of line. Okay, let me give you a sideline. This is funny, kind of think of that. It's a story about the mama who was at the graduation of their kid in military school, of her son in military school. And they were doing the cadence, the march, and her son was out of step. And the mama said, "Look, everybody's out of step but my son." True story. We were at the national meeting. They sung a song at the last. You were there. Were you at the national meeting? We bought you one there. We were at the last song that the choir sang. That they had a great choir. David Worsham. I'm gonna pick on him. Okay. Somebody noticed that they got it on. Caleb Brooke has it on video. All right. They did a thing with the song where they would do, Jim, you were there. Were you there? Remember when they did this and they would turn this away, then they would turn this way? Well, when the choir turned this away, David Worsham went this away. About 50 people in the choir. It's so funny. Caleb has on, everybody's this away, but David turned this away. And I told Diane or Doug, somebody, you know, everybody in that choir was wrong except for David. Well, when you look at that hope, you see the best in people. Well, that never faileth. It means to fall from a position. Charity remains intact and continues to perform its duty and its purpose.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.